Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shenyun 2016 World Tour premieres in Houston, Texas. Taiwan, Divine Land Marching Band performs in International Festival. Australia, Ashfield residents speak out against persecution in China. Raising awareness of the persecution at Middle East Technical University in Ankara, Turkey. Sweden, people of Linköping support efforts to bring Jiang Zemin to justice for persecution of Falun Gong. And police try to arrest practitioner, meet resistance from husband and boss. Now for the stories.
Shenyun 2016 World Tour premieres in Houston, Texas. Shenyun Performing Arts debuted its 2016 global tour on December 22nd in Houston, Texas. Shenyun will perform 12 shows at Jones Hall for the Performing Arts December 22nd through January 2nd. This year's show is all new and presents timeless legends and tales portrayed with original choreography, music, digital backdrops, and costume design. Shenyun's four dance companies will perform in over 100 cities in the Americas, Europe, East Asia, and Oceania in the upcoming season. More than 20 officials sent welcome letters and commendations to the show. Genuine Love and Pure. Mr. Menchaca, the damage prevention manager for an oil and gas company, said, "This is so genuine, loving, and pure. It was very nice." He shared his inspiration from the performance. "My soul is wonderful. It just rekindled. It just made my heart get away from the world outside and see what we have to look forward to. There is a heaven, and that we will be there one day, and we come from heaven, and we will go back to our home one day," he added. Presenting Universal Beliefs. Mr. Nick Flores, a medical company executive, was amazed to find that the spirituality presented in the show seemed familiar to him. "I was very surprised to see that the beliefs are the same," he said. "In a sense that we come here knowing that we're not going to be here forever, and that we come here and we suffer. Everybody suffers in their own way, and that at the end there is a sort of, you could say, a rainbow at the end of a storm, or something like that," Mr. Flores explained. "The show tonight was most amazing. It was more than amazing. It was more than what I would ever have expected," exclaimed businessman Rene Puente. "I would not imagine that you could do so much just through dance and speak so many words and emotions. I felt much love, compassion, and understanding, and I know how to maybe treat people. Just pure love," he said. Mr. Puente was impressed by the experience. He said, "I think every time the curtain went up, it was just exhilarating. The show tonight was most amazing."
Taiwan, Divine Land Marching Band performs in International Festival. For the fifth consecutive year, the Divine Land Marching Band in Taiwan participated in the International Band Festival Parade, sponsored by the Chiayi City Government, on December 19th. 38 bands from around the world performed in the opening parade of the annual festival, which started in 1993. During the two-mile march from downtown to the city stadium, the Divine Land Marching Band, consisting of 250 Taiwanese Falun Dafa practitioners and a group of dancers in traditional costumes, were warmly welcomed by the spectators. "This is the most magnificent band I've ever seen," one spectator said. "Their costumes are beautiful, and the music is refreshing. The whole performance was comforting. I am happy to see them." Another echoed, "Their music is like telling a peaceful story. It is very pleasant and brings a positive impact to society." One man in the audience raised his young son up on his shoulders. Pointing to the band, he said to his son, "Look, the band brings sunshine. What strong energy they have. It is like the sun on a winter day. It's so warm." When the Divine Land Marching Band entered the city stadium at the end of the parade, as the last entry, thousands of people cheered and applauded for the spectacular performance. "We want to spread the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance," the director of the band said to a Minghui reporter. "Our members would like to share the beauty of Falun Dafa with the public."
Australia. Ashfield residents speak out against persecution in China. Banners and a signature drive caught the attention of many residents of Ashfield, Australia, on November 29, 2015. Falun Gong practitioners from Sydney rallied in the town, which has many Chinese residents, to convey the latest developments in their effort to prosecute Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese leader who ordered the violent suppression of Falun Gong, in which thousands were tortured to death and many more had their vital organs forcibly taken. Nikki Collins told a practitioner that she had watched a documentary on SBS TV, along with other reports about the Chinese regime's harvesting and trafficking of organs from living prisoners of conscience. While discussing the current wave of lawsuits against Jiang, she said that Jiang must be brought to justice. She continued, "But this is not enough to punish the heinous crimes. I believe there is heaven and hell. I believe Jiang and his accomplices will be sent into hell, the lowest level of hell." Mr. Lama, a Tibetan living in Australia, said, "The Communist Party destroyed the tradition and culture of 5,000 years of Chinese civilization." He added, "Tibetan organizations and Falun Gong shall unite to stop the persecution and will not let it happen again." Isaiah Lever, a young Australian man, said, "Please give me some more flyers. I want to let my friends know and ask them to sign the petition." He added, "I wish I could do more to help stop the persecution."
Raising awareness of the persecution at Middle East Technical University in Ankara, Turkey. Falun Gong practitioners conducted an event at the Middle East Technical University in Ankara on December 1, 2015, introducing Falun Gong to teachers and students of the Department of Architecture and raising awareness of the ongoing persecution in China. Some learned the Falun Gong exercises at the event. Some teachers and students waited for practitioners to set up their stand and took CDs and brochures. One student said he heard about Falun Gong when he was in Germany. Several Chinese students listened to an audio introduction of Falun Gong in Chinese.
Sweden. People of Lidköping support efforts to bring Jiang Zemin to justice for persecution of Falun Gong. In less than 4 hours, 95 citizens in Lidköping, Sweden's fifth largest city, signed a petition in support of bringing former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin to justice for his crimes relating to the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. The event took place on a busy square on November 21, 2015, and attracted the attention of hundreds of passers-by who were out Christmas shopping and enjoying the sunny yet chilly Saturday. Passers-by learned that the petition was part of an international campaign which will appeal to China's courts to bring to justice the former Chinese Communist Party leader and head of state, Jiang Zemin, who initiated the persecution of the peaceful meditation practice Falun Gong in 1999. This persecution is described by numerous legal experts as the greatest human rights disaster of the 21st century. Since the start of the persecution, Jiang Zemin has been responsible for genocide and crimes against humanity, including arbitrary detentions, torture, rape, sexual violence, corruption, jailing, and organ harvesting from millions of peaceful Chinese citizens who abide by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the core of the Falun Gong teachings. As former General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party and former President of the People's Republic of China, Jiang Zemin has violated the provisions of the Chinese Constitution, the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, and the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhumane, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, ratified and entered into force by China. More than 180,000 Falun Gong practitioners and their family members have filed criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin in Chinese courts as of September 2015.
Police trying to arrest practitioner meet resistance from husband and boss. On the morning of December 4th, police officers from Jidong County went to Ms. Jia Mingzhuan's workplace to find out why she had filed a complaint against Jiang Zemin. She told them that Jiang was responsible for the campaign under which Falun Gong practitioners were arrested and tortured for their belief. The two officers returned that afternoon and ordered her to go with them to the police station, saying that she would be detained. She refused to go with them and said, "You've got it backwards. It's you, the law enforcement officers, who are breaking the law. How is submitting a letter of complaint against the law? I definitely won't go with you." She then called her boss, husband, and relatives and told them what was going on. Boss stands up for her. Her manager met the officers and Ms. Che in his office. She explained to him why she had filed a lawsuit against Jiang. She said, "He persecuted my whole family. I have to sue him." Her boss refused to let the police take her away. "She is my employee. It's working hours. You can't take her away." One of the officers responded, "We are just following orders. We have to take her in and report to our supervisor." Support from husband. After the confrontation in her boss's office, Ms. Jie went downstairs to the business hall on the ground floor of the building. She went behind the counter and video recorded one of the officers with her phone. Her husband said to the police, "There's no way she'll go with you today. You've played tricks every time you've arrested her. To be detained for only 5 days? Nobody is going to believe what you say ever again. I strongly support her practicing Falun Gong." Three more officers from the police station eventually appeared. Ms. Jie recorded them as well and warned, "If you arrest me today, these recordings are the evidence of your crimes. I've written down your names and will send in a report to the Minghui website." After 2 hours, one of the officers promised to leave if she deleted the recordings. All five officers left after Ms. Jie deleted the recordings. More practitioners in Heilongjiang province persecuted. The high-level authorities the police were referring to were the city and provincial government officials. A quota had been set that required at least 60 practitioners to be arrested in Qiji City. The newly appointed Communist Party secretary there promised a cash reward to anyone who reports Falun Gong practitioners to the police. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.